Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Audible brings your wildest adventures to life, delivering heart-pounding thrills at the touch of a button. Take Richard Osman's The Thursday Murder Club, where four retirees turned amateur sleuths solve crimes in the most unexpected ways, brilliantly performed by Leslie Manville. Ready to unleash your adventurous side? From pulse-racing suspense to epic quests, from supernatural chills to far-off romances, every story comes alive through world-class narration. Explore exclusive Audible originals, chart-topping new releases, and unforgettable bestsellers that transport you from the very first word. Because the next great adventure is just a listen away. Start your free 30-day trial at audible.com/WonderyUK. That's audible.com/WonderyUK.
When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
Yeah, this is... I crunched some numbers this afternoon because this is what
I do. Yeah, you did. Oh. That's what men do. He's a number-crunching bitch, this guy.
Oh, I crunched some numbers.
Stud, Ben.
159 million.
Could you do this on PowerPoint? Oh. That would be great.
I pulled up my good guy calculator.
Compliments plus hugs plus ladies equal good nights. Good guy calculator.
Well, I did some research for 45 seconds, and it turns out to run a bar, your rent should be 10% of your overall revenue, which means that at $10,000 a month, you have to be bringing in about $100,000 of revenue on top of the $600,000 billed out, which is my way of saying, this sounds like a great idea.
It's you're
great.
Fucked. You're fucked. That's what he's saying. That's good, guy, for you're fucked.
You're fucked.
So, also, he has like a... What am I kicking? You know, I'm wearing boots today. I've already got gigantic feet.
Show everyone your boots. He's wearing Texas boots.
Because you know we're still recording at our desks like the true fucking pros we are. And I'm kicking my... Okay, sorry about that.
Good guy.
Okay,
boots.
So he has a GoFundMe or whatever for this bar. And he's like, all right, we just want to raise $19 trillion. We're just... It's just a soft bar, no big deal. Possibly a space station, I don't know.
Donate $9,000 and we'll give you a hat that says soft.
It's like, no man wants to wear that. Like, what man wants to wear a hat that says soft?
I know.
It's already written all over my face.
No, everyone, it's okay. Because I actually believe that Kyle knows the answers to all these questions, but doesn't want to humiliate Carl, so he's pretending. He's like, tell me what you need to do. I mean, Kyle's an entrepreneur, okay? So that, because Carl's like, yeah, so we have $600,000 build out, and Kyle's like, which means it's going to be $900,000. Okay, keep on going, bro.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds great. And Carl's like, no, God, don't worry. We have a really good business model.
And Jesse's like, you gotta sell a lot of drinks to make $600, bro.
He's like, oh, yeah, we have a good business model. I mean, look, it's risky. I know that. But I was engaged to Lindsay, so yeah. I'm still here. I'm going to take that as a sign. And I'm doing it.
He's like, look, there's going to be naysayers. I mean, look at me.
I'll just finish it there, really.
People said I only had 5 sperm left, but I got 159 million bitches in here.
I mean, look, there's going to be people taking jabs at you, bro. All right, there's going to be people. Probably Lindsay. What a bitch, am I right?
You want to talk about Lindsay? You want to talk some shit about Lindsay? That's more fun because I'm getting depressed hearing you talk about your business that's going to fail. So, He's like, by the way, how are you handling that? How are you handling that with Lindsay and everything? He's like, well, I mean, oh, you know, I didn't expect her to, I mean, I don't know. If you want my honest opinion.
Oh, yeah, I've got to be honest now. Like, hold honest, on.
Let me
good,
clutch all
good
of
guy
my chest.
Honesty corner.
Okay,
good guy honesty corner.
I got to clutch all my chest because I'm giving you my honest opinion. So my honest opinion is, I think that deep down, she's not her. She's embarrassed.
She's embarrassed.
Still.
She's really embarrassed.
Oh, I'm embarrassed.
You know, and like deep down, there's a part of her, you know, with the jabs, these comments that she makes at me, it's her trying to feel better about the embarrassment I'm feeling.
You caused it, stupid.
You dumped her.
She's
you
not embarrassed. Her. She's pissed. You're lucky you have a nut left. You're yeah. lucky.
So then it cuts the shit. Then it cuts to Lindsay, who's in the throes of embarrassment. She's like, yay, I'm having so much fun, girls time.
Listen, I don't know Lindsay personally. I only know Lindsay from this show. And I can tell you one thing.
That girl is never embarrassed.
No.
That girl has never been in her life. She is not. Okay, so did you guys catch the extra social media tea on these guys? I hate that I'm saying tea. Okay, so she posted... Wait, who posted first?
So it was there's a
she
screenshot.
Posted, yeah, she there's, posted on her Insta.
There's a screenshot of this scene where Carl just said that Lindsay is embarrassed, and Lindsay had some choice words about whether or not she was actually embarrassed.
One. What are we in middle school? Embarrassed is not the word here. This man, my best friend of 8 years, / finance, / partner, parentheses, blindsided me and publicly humiliated me on national television. It capitalized both words. With less respect than you would have your enemy. Why on earth in caps? When I need to go to a soft launch for his bar that wasn't even opening yet, which brings me to number two. I didn't attend said launch, not because I was quote-unquote embarrassed, but good try. I didn't attend because why would I go 3 hours and deep into New Jersey?
Oh, ouch.
In the middle of rush hour traffic on a summer on a Thursday for a bar that that time didn't even have a location.
I would just like to pause the social media post to remind people it's got a big rush. Okay, continue.
And now you're talking about the opening in Brooklyn, the complete opposite direction of New Jersey. Like, call me when it's actually launching, but I'm not going to go waste 8 hours of my life to go celebrate him talking about potentially doing something at some point, maybe in the future. Call me when it's opening and you have a sandwich for me.
God damn. Whoa. Rebuttal. Robot go guy rebuttal. This has nothing to do with her coming to New Jersey or the soft bar event, which was in New Jersey, which is beautiful, 10 hours in deep or not. I was asked a question by Kyle about while she's making jabs, ow. And I responded with an opinion in the moment, and I regret even saying anything about her, because here we are with the post-episode story rant and the bullet points about something that has nothing to do with that conversation.
I would like to have a rebuttal. Hey, Carl, if all you're getting from me are quote-unquote jams, which is more than I got from you last summer, after the insane disrespect and gaslighting that you showed me the season before, you should be thinking and looking at yours, because seems like someone is a little soft. I owe you literally nothing. I shared a space with you all summer. We are not friends, nor will we ever be. Lindsay out.
Yeah.
I like when she was like, you're worried about jabs? I could have cut your dick off on national TV and ate it, and I would have still been in the right.
Lindsay like, doesn't yes. make jabs. Yeah, Lindsay does not make jabs. She just decapitates.
Makes stabs.
Yeah.
She makes stabs. She takes your stomach lining out. It's like, she disembowels your ass, okay? Okay, so back to this. He's like, she's just embarrassed, guys. And, you know, and so they're like, well, yeah, I mean, it was kind of recent, Carl. And he's like, yeah, and she's already pregnant. It's like someone's baby. So then we cut to Lindsay, and she's like, oh my God, Lexi, I can't wait to hear more about you and Jesse. Can someone please get my baby a drink? She's kicking.
Hey, Mr. Solomon, fellow good guy, how are you feeling? He's like, oh, it's funny. I really thought it was all over. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I messaged you. Was it maybe Sunday night or Monday night? I forget which day of the week it was, Beast. But I was like, how you holding up, Solomon, Beast? And you were like, eh, Beast. So I was like, uh-oh, Beast. Oh.
Guys, there is a male on Bravo in need of some vulnerability, so please, let's give them a monologue moment. Vulnerability. Well, guys, it all started when I was 18, 19. Put up a picture, guys. Put up a picture.
It's like...
He was an upside-down mop in a static storm. I was like, what?
Why did that look like it was from 1985? That was from 2016.
I can see why this man is taking all the ass he can get. He just started getting it 2 years ago. I mean, they showed him 3 years. He's like... He blossomed. Let him get all the ass he wants, I say.
Well,
okay,
like
so they showed... And it's a prom picture. He's with this cute girl or whatever. Who was doing him a favor, let's face it. Like, where's her medal? Okay, so he's like, yeah, you know, I was 18 or 19. I was really in love with this girl. As you can see, I could feel true love. You look like a child. You're a toddler. But it was true. And then, you know, my best friend slept with her. Vulnerability. Thank you. So I guess that scarred me. I'm like, okay, Jesse, all right.
So now he has trust issues, and so that's why he can't be in a good relationship, because of a freaking thing that happened in high school. Got it.
He has trust issues, so he has to fuck over every girl that he's with in case his best friend tries to do it first. I'm not really sure what his point is, but...
Last I checked, you were the one who was kind of making the moves on Sierra after the whole West thing, so I don't know. I don't know how that worked out.
Lindsay's like, Lexi was filling me in because I was like very nervous and her and Jesse were done though. And Lexi's like, yeah, but you know what happened this week? We had conversations. And like, I was talking about how I was feeling, and then he was like, whoa, that's a new part. I didn't tell you that part before. But he was like, whoa. And then he told me what he was feeling. And then we had conversations about it.
She goes, am I like really gonna like fully break up with somebody because he's bad at communicating? Yes.
Yes.
100%. You answered it. Congratulations.
It's like when he said last week, he's like, look, I just don't want us to break up because of actions that I may have took. Why else do you break up?
Specifically what he said, look, I mean, if you take the toe sucking out of it, if you take the threesome that I decided to join in on with my foot, I mean, that's just an isolated thing. Other than that, I was great.
So what I said that Lexi just said, that is what she said, except it's this long.
Yeah. It's...
It's literature. It's like, who wrote this? It's long.
I'm
reading that whole thing. It was basically what I just said.
She
said if you did a word search for communicating, it would show up 30 fucking times in this one paragraph.
Yeah.
She does that, and she's like, but you know, like, he says it's not his intention, but I'm like, but it happened. And you know what? Like, I need to have boundaries. And I was telling my mom and my sister while we were in bed, boundaries are important, you guys.
And then my sister said, I totally agree, which is why I draw a very strong boundary around my lips. It's like a Mario Kart track.
Yeah.
So Lindsay's like... Lindsay's like, why? Was he like talking shit about you? Oh, sorry, because Sierra was like, yeah, I got my own shit. And she's like, why? And so Sierra's like, I'm just saying, like, this arm-touching situation, like, I'm just like, he can do have whatever boundaries he wants, whatever, but, like, it's totally fine, but, like, you're flip-flopping like fuck. She literally said flip-flopping like fuck. That's really hard to say. Like a fucking fish. Anyway, Sierra's mad at Jesse.
Yeah, she's like, I got an earload for you. I was like, yes, Sierra. So then we go to dinner. Everybody's going, they're separating to have kind of boring dinner separately, which is nice. So we go to West, and he's like, I'm just really trying, guys, to be open and honest.
Vulnerability.
I like wasn't super open last summer, but hopefully I can work stuff out with Sierra and everything's going to be vulnerable and vulnerable and vulnerable and vulnerable and vulnerable. So they go. He's going to be at dinner with Sierra and the gang. So he's terrified. And he should be.
He should
be. So he's like, you know what I'm going to do to show her that I'm really serious? I'm going to wear Duck Dynasty shorts. And I'm going to keep a scarf in my pocket just in case I need to wrap it around my neck later.
Yeah, I'll dress like a bro babushka. So then, so at one group, we have Jesse and Paige and others. And so Jesse orders a martini with blue cheese, olives, and the restaurant actually doesn't have them, which is surprising, I personally thought.
Fucking and monsters.
So Kyle
am I supposed to live like this? This is the third world. I pay taxes. Give me some fucking blue cheese in here. Jesus.
You're in the Hamptons, okay? Countess Luanda Lesseps lives down the street. You better have your blue cheese ready for her.
And Kyle's like, you know what? If they said they don't have blue cheese olives, you should be like, I'll take American cheese.
And then... you want to see some man cheese?
Sorry, Mom.
Paige is like... So I love what Paige says. This Paige is like, oh... I will say Craig hates on me all the time because I fucking love a Kraft single. You know what also I love? The idea of me being single. I want to model my life after my favorite cheese. Single.
I'm like literally jealous of my favorite cheese snack.
So they're all like, I really supported Paige in this because she's like, honestly, it just makes good grilled cheese. And I firmly believe you don't have to have American cheese every day. But you need to have it on hand because when you need that grilled cheese, I'm sorry, cheddar will not do it. I am sorry, it needs to be American. It needs to be American. We're in Texas.
You're talking to a bunch of Southerners. We know. Melt it on a bag of Fritos and call me in the morning. You know, we know. We eat breakfast.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Everyone has that friend who seems... kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day...
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery... based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Cat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are locked.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Cat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people get a wild haircut or book a spontaneous trip when life throws them a curveball. But Molly? Well, she dove headfirst into a world of no-strings-attached sex, secret rendezvous, forbidden affairs, and unforgettable adventures. And together, we tell every juicy detail in Dying for Sex, Wondery's award-winning podcast that's now streaming on a TV near you, starring Michelle Williams and Jenny Slate. And to top it off, we're dropping brand new bonus episodes where I sit down with the cast to spill all the spicy secrets. Desire, friendship, self-discovery, and the ultimate bucket list of pleasure. This is a story that had everyone talking. Listen to the original Dying for Sex and brand new episodes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge the original series before anyone else and completely ad-free on Wondery Plus.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen. And ultimately, you triumph in finding it again.
So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
So we also find out during this scene that when Craig has been visiting Paige, he has basically been using Daphne, Paige's cat daughter, for content.
That's fucking content stealer. And you know Craig has done that since the Naomi days. He's like, come on, Gizmo.
Yeah, Captain Gizmo.
You see? He does that. He dates women with cute cats. He gets some followers and then doesn't follow through with anything else and ends up getting dumped and then spends the next year going, vulnerability. I got dumped and I was best friends with her cat. Now what do I do?
So then in the other place, so West is talking to Amanda and everything. And
I literally thought this was my nipple. I'm wearing this like embroidered shirt and I went like this. I was like, oh my God, they've fallen another 2 inches. I'm so sorry.
I just spoke to my doctor. Got 2 nipples, bro. So West is asking Amanda about Kyle's results. And Amanda's like, yeah, I just don't want to have a baby. And she tells she gives a totally reasonable thing about how, like, she's just finally starting to feel like herself again. And then she knows being pregnant will knock her on her ass. And she doesn't want to deal with postpartum. And she also just, she already has a child and his name is Kyle, you know?
Yeah.
Don't need to go down this path again.
She doesn't even need to say anything. All she needs to do is just point at Kyle. Like, Amanda, why don't you want to have a baby now?
Well, now I've got this whole Lexi thing sorted for the moment. And Paige is like, for the night, I'm going to destroy it.
Like, guys, can I get some Sierra advice? Because, like, today, like, Sierra was like, you're a two-faced liar. Like, guys, what? And I was like, ow, please, I've asked you not to touch my arm.
I love Paige's like, her delivery was impeccable.
Yeah. Paige is like, I'm sorry, you're in the wrong crowd. But this audience does enjoy it. Please keep going. Please keep going.
It's like, dude, I just want to apologize, but is she going to accept my apology? What if I smile even wider?
He's like, well, you know, like, this is the same thing that she did to Wes. Now I kind of feel bad for the guy. And Kyle's like, whoa, 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 whoa. As a defender of women, as the one defender of women here, as someone who's possibly got about 80 million women, tiny version inside of him right now, you'll say, I don't think you should blame the woman for that shit, bro. All right, please buy Limoncello Loverboy, ladies. It's out now.
Lindsay is shocked. She's like, oh my God, Kyle, therapy is actually working on you? Who are you seeing? Because I've been doing it for 20 years and I'm still like this, but.
So Paige is like, West hasn't even talked this summer. Like, I don't even notice, like, it's not just to Sierra, it's literally to everybody. He's speaking in scarves and it's sad.
So now the other group, that's sort of like a sad scene. Lexi is like, hey, Wes, I saw your Instagram story. I saw about your friend who passed away last year. Like, how are you doing? So Wes sort of has this like tortured moment where he's kind of trying to share, but he kind of can't do it. And he's talking about it was an anniversary and he's very sad. And they're all being like considerate. And Wes is saying how like, it's just so strange because like a year ago I was crying on Sierra's bed. And Sierra's like, I'm out of here.
Bye.
No, bye.
Like, bye.
You can't pull this card on me.
I was there comforting you through the first time of tragedy. I'm not going to sit here and cover your ass while you're using that tragedy for sympathy in front of me at this dinner table. Goodbye, bitch! Vulnerability! Bye!
This is great.
So that was sad. That was sad, actually.
It was a sad scene, but I also
applauded
Sierra.
It was a sad scene, but I love that Sierra was like...
She's like, Have your sad scene without me, okay?
And everyone was like, damn, he had his vulnerable scene and Sierra just got up and left.
She's doing great work.
And then she comes back and they're like, are you okay? She's like, yeah, what's going on?
Just had some craft singles back there. So now,
by the way, this is really cool because Imral was at this whole dinner and they literally show him sitting next to them. They cut him out. How could you even cut him out at a dinner? That's crazy. So Sierra comes back and she's like, you know, look, like I was that guy's friend and that's why it hurt so much or whatever. So Lexi's like, but I feel for you. Thank you for having a conversation because you had that conversation and I had it. And I'm going to go to Jesse and we're going to have a conversation about it.
So then we go back to the house. They're able to enter very easily because the door is fixed. And the big news is that Paige has picked up Sierra's still turned on curling iron. And I'm like, how did we not see this? I would have died to have seen Paige be like, ow. And my favorite part is that she kind of spends the rest of the episode trying to get Sierra to be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I left that on.
Sierra does it.
Because the rest of the time she's like, oh, yeah, no, I was up really late because I picked up Sierra's curling iron because it was still on. Anyway, I'm going to go back to the city now because Sierra's curling iron was still on. Did you hear there's a new pope? Yeah, they elected a new pope because Sierra left her curling iron on.
Yeah. Sierra's just laughing. She's like, yeah.
I
sat at dinner listening to Wes try and get sympathy. So who's hurt more in the end? Sierra's going to burn down a house one day. It's not just because of that curling iron. This is how Sierra comes into her bed. This is how Sierra comes to the house. She's like, okay, my suitcase. Just shit everywhere. And then she's leaving fire things on. You're all going to die.
I'm surprised there already hasn't been an inflagration. So
now Paige gets home and the girls have been separated for the first. I think the producers are like, girls, you have to get out of bed and talk to other people in the house. Like, no, no. All right. You can go to that party. You can go to that party. So Paige comes in the door and she just like looks up the stairs and runs straight up the stairs.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I saw you guys, because I don't know if you guys heard, but I picked up Sierra's curling iron. Lexi and Jesse are cuddling in bed, and he's like, oh, I miss you so much. You just sneeze snot on her face in the middle of your makeup sex?
Okay, so then the girls are talking about, the girls are in bed, and Amanda's like, you guys, like, all I could think about this week was, like, that you guys were mad at me.
They were like...
She's like, it really hurt. And Sierra's like, yeah, sounds about right. It's like,
And most importantly of all, we got one of our favorite traditions on the show, which is Kyle coming home drunk and having a late night binge. He goes into the kitchen. He pulls out a box of like sad muffins. He's like, oh man, who eats muffins? Who eats muffins? And then he just, like, opens up the box and sits down with a fork and a knife. He's like...
He does that thing where he's portioning it. He's like, yeah, it's over. I talk a lot of business. Like, 5 seconds later, he's like, I demolished that whole fucking thing.
Yeah, I ate a muffin. But I gotta feed all those boys down there. It's my job. They're my sperm.
Let's see. So he's like trying to play music. Everybody just goes to bed. It's summer house. Like, what are you going to do? They go to bed.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do, huh? They go to bed. What are you going to do?
So the next day, Amanda is telling the girls how Wes started crying at dinner. And Sierra's like, yeah, you know, like, I thought it was going to be something else. And Paige goes, yeah, I thought it was going to be about his dating life or something. Like, I would be crying. Like, wouldn't you be crying? How is he not crying about his dating life?
Did you guys talk about craft singles? Because I totally did. Also, like, for the record, I felt like there was something very symbolic about Paige waking up with her hand on an actual chicken for the first time.
Yes.
An actual chicken.
She actually went to her own room because her hand was so hurt, and she went down and got the raw chicken from the thing That's the first time she's actually gotten comfort from Chicken.
Hi, Chicken, I want to speak to you about something. I have now experienced the real thing. And in the spirit of craft.
This is the turning point in Paige's relationship. She's like, oh my God, a chicken I can count on.
Wait, I can have a chicken that doesn't try to one-up my career? You're coming with me, Purdue Farms.
Wow, a non-hater chicken. It's amazing. Paige is like, so, Sierra, do you think you'll ever be friends with West? And Sierra's like, who cares? Like, there's like a billion people on the earth. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, and they're all my crotch. Yeah.
Yeah. 8 billion more right in here. Like.
Yeah, watch out. Better get a sneeze guard. Otherwise, you're next.
So then Carl's big story from the night, he's like, guys, I took down a whole fucking muffin.
At least change the story to make it seem more impressive. Be like, guys, last night I got drunk and ordered 2 pizzas. But like, don't be like, guys, last night I got so fucking wasted I ate a muffin.
I ate a muffin, a whole fucking muffin. It's just funny to hear a straight guy do that because gay guys, that's all our conversation. It's like, what'd you do last night? Oh my God, I ate a muffin. The whole muffin? The whole muffin. Girl, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. No, I'm not. I gained 5 pounds from that one goddamn muffin. Now, all week I'm going to think about muffins because now I'm addicted. It's back inside of me. Now you're going to be fine. You just have to be positive. I had a piece of pizza. You had a piece of pizza? Why do you open with that? Why do I have to have a muffin monologue? What about you, you fat bitch! Jesus Christ, Ronnie. Straight guys are like, I ate a muffin. Walk a mile, bitch. Walk a mile.
So they're going to get ready. There's going to be a beach day. There's going to be a fun beach event that Gabby is organizing. And Kyle's like, Gabby's coming. Is Emerald coming? Emerald's like, I'm right here.
They're like, ding! You see a little arrow pointing to off the screen.
I looked down and there were 2 sets of footprints. And then I don't know that said the footprints friend.
Oh, wait, the footprints have stopped behind this bush. The footprints are fucking another pair of footprints.
Wait, here comes some more footprints. Wait, why does the toe on that footprint look so wet? Active beach.
Oh, God. Okay, so Carl's like, oh, give me the deep dive on what's going on with the girls, guys. And Jesse's like, yeah, you know, Lexi was like, it's over. You're the worst. And then she was like giving me all these reasons, like why I was the worst. And then one day I just picked up the phone and she said, are we getting back together or not? Like, what the hell? What mixed signals, right? She was waiting for you to fucking make an effort, Jesse. Jesus Christ.
I mean, she was like, it's your decision. And I was like, I don't even know that was on the table remotely. And then after Lexi and I talked, her mom and sister came to the apartment and we all talked and we decided that we were all going to get back together.
So it's just quiet and he's passing this off as normal. Like, yeah, and then the mom came, the sister came on me, and then the dad came. And Kyle's like, wait a minute, there was like 3 ladies there, the 3 of them, the makeup ladies. What are they doing there? Was it a debrief? What was going on there? And he's like, and Wes is like, yeah, that's like a lot. And like, he was like grinding on Lexi in front of her mom. It's really weird, you guys. And Paige is sitting there and she's like, what?
Ew. She's like, I couldn't even touch Craig in front of my dad. I would feel so fucking weird. Like, I don't kiss him in front of my parents. Or actually, I don't kiss him at all, really. But still, theoretically, it's disgusting.
And Jesse's like, well, I wouldn't do PDA with Lexi in front of my mom, but she just, like, goes for it in front of her mom, you know? Like, she's just like, and Wes is like, guys, she was at the bar with us till 2 a.m.,
Yeah, and then they went to a club after that to see her friend DJ. And Wes is like, yeah, I'm trying to figure it out. And Paige's like, wait, I can't tell if I'm disgusted or so impressed because, like, that would be my dream. I can have kids and then go to the club with them and not hang out with Craig. Oh, my God. Amanda, get over here. Did you know you can do this?
And Jesse's like, yeah, guys. Like, and then after the bar, we went to a club. We went to the Box till like 4 a.m. Like, the Box? You went to the Box with somebody's mother? What is this Box? I need to know what's going on.
I looked it up. It's like a kind of faux burlesque erotica kind of trendy bar.
Ew. Tiffany and her mom like, yeah.
Apparently it has a very, it's like a very difficult line. Like you wait in line for a long time, but we know they were like, we are the line. Literally on our lips. Come on, let us in.
My sister's on Instagram, motherfucker. Heard of it? Huge app, huge.
She has velvet ropes on her upper lip. Okay, let us in.
The sister's like, do you want to rethink that and tell this nose no?
The bouncer's like, I thought it was the cast of The Lion King.
They're like, okay, just come in.
The
just come in.
Circle around the lips.
So Paige is like, that's like another level up. And he's like, yeah, it is what it is. But they just like, that'll never go away. It's normal. It's not normal, you guys. It's weird. It's weird to be doing that stuff in front of your parents.
It's fair. It's fair. It's a fair point by West.
I just like her thirsty ass family being like, yeah,
hey, honey, want to go to the Box? All right, Tiff, do you have the selfie camera? Going to the Box. Get it. Jesse, ready for some content? We're boxing it
going
up,
to
baby.
The Box. It's time for the Box. 3 for the Box, please. So Wes is like, yeah, I feel bad about ripping it, but like, it's not normal. Like, I'm still kind of reeling from my shit with Sierra. And I'm learning the hardest way human possibly. So if I can help Jesse and give him advice, that's what I'll do.
Yeah. He's like, but can I be honest? I love that they're both fucked up. They're both fucking crazy. I love that.
Hey, Quick question. Does anyone know if Lexi's sister has 10 lines or...
Got room for one more? Oh, good guy
calls.
So now Amanda is talking to Jesse, and he's like, yeah, you know, now I'm feeling good about Lexi. I just need to feel good about Sierra. And like, oh, my God, talk to Sierra. Surely it'll work out. Surely it'll work out with Sierra. Cut to Sierra like.
Amanda's like, whatever you do, do not make any jokes. He's like, yeah, okay. So then Amanda is like, you know, because honestly, like, we were all under the impression that one day, like, you and Sierra were fully going to hook up that night.
Yeah, like, I was fully convinced that Jesse and Sierra were going to be dating by the end of the summer. Like, it's nuts. And everyone was convinced. Craig was so convinced. It was crazy. Like, Craig's literally hurting right now. He's upset. Call Craig. Tell him I'm not calling him back.
I'm, like, so convinced. So basically, they're like, just be transparent. Don't bullshit her and just say you're sorry, right? So now they all go to the beach because it's beach day. Yay, beach day. Yay, beach day. And so Gabby is like, she's like, oh my God, I'm so glad I'm finally back on the episode. And I'm so glad that no one wore shoulder pads to the beach.
As someone who wasn't cut out of this episode, how do you guys like tea parties? Because I'm having one today. So the girls are kind of talking, and Lindsay's like, I'm pregnant. They're like, we know, Lindsay, okay? And she's like, okay, so I'm like, you guys, let's talk about the boys. I heard Sierra said that Carl apparently did something with somebody. No, he didn't. I do not believe it. That man could not get it up for years, and now suddenly he's
No. I know that slut knows magic, but not that trick.
By the way, this is also the 2-year anniversary of their proposal, which means we get... I was actually upset that they didn't do the full flashback of...
Oh my God, people, get out of the bushes. You're not getting the shot. Oh my God.
Oh. Okay. Lindsay Del Hubbard.
Oh my God.
Will you give me the honor of being the biggest good guy in your life?
Oh my God.
Here. Softly. Softly take the ring. Softly.
A thousand times yes! You wore shoulder pads to the beat.
Lindsay Del Hubbard!
Oh, how fast things change. Those shoulder pads were bad luck. We all knew it. Paige called it. She was like, you wore shoulder pads to a beach.
I just love it. 2 years ago, will you marry me? And now today?
He hasn't fucked anyone in a year and a half and can't get his dick up.
So now everybody comes and Kyle's like, hey, party, you guys, let's have some guy talk, all right? It was kind of weird, you know, mostly because I found out like my sperm is like 18 countries full of sperm. That was kind of weird. I was like, do we need to do any city planning in here? What the fuck? And then, I went up to bed and Amanda was sleeping and I was like, blah, 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 blah. And like she got mad, but like I just needed to do it because like I like to wake her up because like I wasn't acknowledged like the whole day.
Amanda's sitting.
This is
a
why
foot
your
away.
Sperm are gonna shrivel up and be used never. Okay, you wake my ass up one time, you're dead. I'll remove the sperm glands.
So Amanda's like they're like right next to each other. So she's like, oh, okay. So she goes over to Kyle. She's like, okay, Kyle, I'm sorry I didn't congratulate you on your sperm.
Well, hold on. I didn't give everybody the good news. Guys, I talked to my doctor. I came 3 times. And then the doctor told me, your sperm is dope.
And the best part is, the sperm all look like little cans of Loverboy limoncello.
So she's like, I don't want to talk about your sperm, Kyle. It's just like, I'm proud of you for having good sperm. Can we just concentrate on Sierra chewing the fuck out of Jesse's ass, please?
So Jesse and Sierra have the big talk. He's like, will you talk to me? And
she's like, where do you want to speak, asshole? So they go walk away. Meanwhile, Kyle, while they're like setting up their scene, Kyle is self-conscious because it's like a nicer setup and he's wearing a tank top. He's like, I'm underdressed. So he's like, he decides he has to change his clothes. So then Wes holds up all these umbrellas. They're doing like a weird burlesque gay sex moment. And Kyle,
what was that? That was really weird.
It was like, because
this is not how you change your shorts.
Down to 134,000.
Jesus Christ.
But then when he does the reveal, he's just in a different bathing suit. I was like, what? Did anyone else see that? I was like, I don't understand this costume change.
So Jesse's like, all right, Sierra, let's have a talk. She's like, okay. You know when Sierra's so pissed, she's got like a piece of candy in her mouth that's invisible that she's like.
Yeah. And you listen, she's still dealing with rage from the traitors, and I don't blame her. I would be angry also. So Jesse is like, hey, I just want to start by apologizing for you touching me so much. I'm sorry that I'm so attracted that you can't stop trying to hump my arm.
No, it's just so hard, you know, you being so upset with things that you say I did. I just want to apologize for those things that you think happened, maybe, possibly. Am I doing this right?
I'm sorry you weren't able to control your emotions enough to stop flirting with me.
And she's like, yeah, I don't need you to feel bad for me. And I don't like even nurture friendships like this. So he's like, so I'm forgiven. And you're forgiven too for all the, you know, like climbing you've been trying to do all over me and stuff like that. I mean, it's just a joke, right? You know, like I'm exploring a new relationship. What should I have done? Said, hey, it's really upsetting Lexi that we're so close. So maybe we should back off. And she goes,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh.
Not act like I'm arm raping you at some fucking cancer event.
I know.
The fuck was that?
And he has the
We're going to feed people with cancer. And he's like, oh, how dare you? Rape!
He has the biggest frown on his face. Now he looks like a grouper. He's like, oh. Oh, I guess yeah, I should have done that.
He still does a smile. He's like this. Then it's like this.
It's like the most perfect trapezoid you've ever seen. He's like, oh.
So she's like, you should have sent me a text or called me. Like, you could have been like, our relationship makes her uncomfortable. Like, cool. Okay, fine. But you know what? I'm just like, I'm not even upset. I'm just over you guys.
I'm she's like, just like. I just love how she just sort of dismisses them. And he's like, yeah, but you're.
Both of you, just shut up. Just both of you, be quiet.
She's like.
You've dated for 5 minutes. Why is this every episode 40 minutes of you two? Like, how are you feeling?
She's like, honestly, I have 1 week left to care, and then I'm good.
That'll get
me. We can wrap up this season now.
And he's like, I'm sorry. Did you not see the picture of me getting my heart broken at 18 years old?
Vulnerability.
And that brings us to the end of Summer Housing.
Thank you, Austin, so much. You guys are awesome. This is amazing.
We love you guys. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Good night.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Ringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets a name from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifah.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She gets an A, it's Kelly B.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
We're on the floor with Molly Dorsett.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.